Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spin zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dowsing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening. This is Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist, back again for our Thursday evening discussion on health, natural healing, but with a twist that you're not, frankly, going to hear anywhere else, even in holistic or natural healing, because it is different, folks, and please listen in, because as we talk tonight, you're going to get some information that I hope you will take in and give strong consideration, particularly when you're making decisions about going to health practitioners or having some problems that you want to be corrected. And that my whole intent with this program from week to week is to give people a choice, as I've mentioned in some of my earlier talks, to give people a third way or opportunity to look at health and how to get healthy. First of all, we certainly are all aware of our conventional allopathic medicine and with drugs and surgery and treating symptoms. And that's the traditional way, which most of us have been brought up with, and many of us more and more are leaving this, but still the majority of this country is still within allopathic medicine. Number two, we have natural healing and using natural substances, herbs and antioxidants and things like that. And that's all, to me, a huge improvement. And I used to, in my practice, work with this for the first few years. I've been in practice for over 30 years now. And in the first few years, I did like our naturopathic physicians and nutritional chiropractors and other healers with natural ways of healing, but in most of cases I was still treating symptoms, and I'm going to elaborate more on that as we get through the hour here, so that you will see that there is a distinct difference between the first two healing modalities that I've mentioned. I do want to mention a phone number, because this is a live show, and we make it live so that you can call in, and I would like to give you what's called a free dowsing. What is that? That is vibrational energy medicine, using a dowsing rod to pick up information. It is extremely accurate for me, everybody. It is a very, very strong component of my practice. It is why I now have such an extraordinarily high healing modality with people that I work with. And by the way, there are some people that I am not able to use my program with and not able to help that person. And I let them know right up front, because the information that comes to me, it is coming into me and through me, and it is evolved into that dowsing rod. the pendulum that I use. This is not my belief system, and unfortunately with most dowsers, and many of them come to me for this reason, they are bringing in their own opinions, and they're not really bringing in the information from a higher power. And I'll talk about how I got into dowsing, if we have time, by the end of the hour. But I'd like you to call 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. It's a toll-free number, and I will give you a dowsing not only on basically three different organs or three or four, but I will also let you know what is your real age. You tell me your biological age, that's fine, but I will let you know from anti-aging and the aging factor, what's going on in your system, to find out what your real age is. And when we get into that, if you decide to sign up for my program, you will find that that real age will get younger and younger and younger as the days, the weeks, and the months go by, and years, because we are healing the body, and the body is going to take care of itself and do the primary healing that needs to be done. We're not treating symptoms. I don't treat high cholesterol with the red yeast rice like I used to. That's an herb. I don't treat high cholesterol. I don't treat anything. I bring a homeostasis into the body and allow the body to heal itself. And I'm sure for most, if not all of you tuned in this evening, unless you've been listening to me from week to week, that this is really brand new information. We're not treating symptoms, we're removing the causes. I'm going to repeat it. We are not treating symptoms, we're removing the causes. And that's what we're going to get into tonight. And there's several different subjects that I want to talk about. But again, call me at 1-888-815-9756. Call me at any time during the hour. I'll stop what I'm talking about, then I'll come back to it later. And at least you'll know, are you in the healthy spin zone? Are you in the average spin zone? Are you in the unhealthy spin zone? And believe me, there are people out there that I run into all the time that have some problems, and I can help them with it, and it hasn't come up in the, if they've gone to medical doctors or even alternative people, they're not aware that they have it. I am working, everybody, at cell level. I pick up vibrations. You can call it vibrational medicine or energy medicine. And what are we? We're nothing but vibrating cells and energy molecules, and I am tapping into that, and I've been receiving this information for several years, and I'm on the phone and on this air every Thursday night at 5 p.m., and that is Pacific time. I'm here in the East Coast, so I'm Eastern Standard Time at 8 o'clock. To give people another choice, another alternative. It was wonderful. I had a... Oh, somebody's calling in. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Jim.
Jim?
Yes.
Where are you from, Jim?
From Chicago.
Okay. Would you like me to check three or four different of your organs and give you a basic look as to where you are and give you your real age? As well as, you know, you telling me your chronological age?
Sure. I'm not so sure I want to hear that real age, though.
Okay. Well, I'll leave that off. I always ask permission. Would you like me to check?
Well, I might want to hear it eventually, but anyway. So.
You want to check the heart? Hold on a second. And before we get started,
sure.
You brought up a very good point, Jim, and here's what I want to do. Okay. Whatever I tell you this evening, whatever I pick up can be either stopped or reversed.
Okay.
If I couldn't help you, I would tell you right now.
Okay.
And then you would have something to worry about, frankly. Yeah. You don't. So whatever that I come up with. So what I want to do is start with the heart, okay?
Uh-huh.
And let's see where you are in the heart level. How old are you, by the way?
56 or 7, let's see. Well, 57.
56.
Okay. Sorry.
56. Close enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll look at the heart and understand that it is rare that people are in the very healthy zone of any of the organs when they first come to me. And your heart is in fairly good shape for the average out there, for the average masses out there.
Uh-huh.
You're doing fine with that. And there's nothing to run, you know, and have your heart to be worked on. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Let's look at the arteries. And are the arteries blocked? There is some blockage in the arteries, Jim. And I'm showing, hold on a minute. Roughly, you know, I don't go artery by artery, but overall, there is a fair amount of blockage, okay, that is in your arteries. And I will tell you, if you decide to work with Dr. Needle, that will go away. It won't happen in 30 or 60 or 90 days. But month after month, when you start eating the foods that are right for your genetics, and your vibrations, nobody else, nobody, neither siblings, anybody else in the family,
right,
just you, that will go away. So it's a fair amount, and it's primarily, my experience, caused by eating the wrong foods for your particular genetics.
Right.
So let's move on, and let's look at the blood sugar levels, and, okay, the blood, you're not pre-diabetic or a type 2 diabetic. The blood sugar levels could be a little more normalized, but you're not in a serious situation for that. Yet it is not where it should be,
sure.
And therefore the triglycerides are above average, and the pancreas, your particular pancreas, and this will definitely come back to normal if you decide to work with me, is enlarged somewhat because it's putting out extra insulin to try to normalize the sugars. And understand that sugars is just not coming from candy and ice cream. It's coming from too many carbohydrates and rice and so forth, pasta, that can cause these sugar problems as well. So along with the what is the right food for Jim to eat for his genetics comes the right supplements that vibrate for him, and my supplements that I have made for me, I don't buy supplements through manufacturers. I have them made for me because I want people to get well and to absorb and assimilate their nutrients, and that's what this program is all about.
Yeah.
So let's look at something else, and I will tell you that the masses of people, okay, we are all considered and have been told over the years, I know I have by different doctors, that it is normal to have cancer cells floating around in the system. Everybody's got them, and some people are more predisposed for cancer. Doesn't mean everybody gets cancer.
Yeah.
So let me go back and tell you about my practice and what happens. There is at cell level, just like the masses and millions of people out there, there are cell tumors and cancer cells that are around in the body. I will assure you, I'm not just maybe, but within 60 to 90 days, they'll be gone in your system. So if you had a predisposition, you would not have to be concerned about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible. And doctors over and over, and testimonials and feedback have let me know that the clarity of people with early stages, and I'm going to talk about someone from Ohio that I worked with this past week and what happened in 30 days. So when you hang up from me, be sure and listen to that. Okay. So that would be picked up as well. So the overall, your overall health, okay, Jim, for 57 years old,
yes.
Okay, what is really, it is not unhealthy, but frankly, it's at the low end of normalcy.
Okay.
And that if you continue eating and in the, or if you're supplementing or not supplementing and continuing with your lifestyle, your risk go up.
Yes.
You will be like everyone else. So do you want to know the real age? I don't have to give it.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
Okay, what the heck? Okay. All right, hold on a minute.
61.
Ah, that would be nice. And listen, it's not unusual that the real age is higher. And based on what I've told you already, you know that it's going to be, you know, higher than and not close to what your real age, your chronological age. Hold on.
All right.
It's 69.
Oh, wow.
So the aging in the system, and as if you come to me, and I'm going to give you my office number, and you can call me during the week, and we can pursue this further. But if you decide to work with me,
yep.
Week by week and month by month, that age factor is going to go down. And I don't want to get real technical. There's some cutting-edge information on telomeres and going into genetics and things like that. What I do is to take away the foods that are the primary cause of sickness and disease, and for sure that blockage in your arteries being up there fairly high, not high, but it's not low. And that is caused, excuse me, go ahead.
When you say high, low, what do you mean?
Well, there's a 30-35% blockage in your arteries. That's not low.
Oh, okay. And where is that, around the heart?
Okay, those are you have five arteries that, and I don't single them out. I can tell you whether it's in one, two, or three of them.
Oh.
Four or five. I give you an overall percentage of blockage.
I see.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
And if you call me back, I'll be happy to get into that.
Okay.
I'm certainly not going to, you know, I would give you a little more in-depth consultation than I'm doing on the air here.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We would get it if it means something to you. The main thing is that it starts to go down with this program. But let's talk about the most important part of this, and you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Heart disease is the number one, you know, killer in this country. But what happens is that if you start to take away foods that are irritating your cells and causing irritation and inflammation, these are called lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S. And this is a 100-year-old form of healing. It is not approved by the FDA.
Right.
Wouldn't even know what we're talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But it works so well in my practice. I'm 71 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have my real age now is in my late 40s, 47 or 48. My wife is 70 and she's down even lower than me.
Mm-hmm.
in the 40s. And we don't have good genes. Our parents died of the typical cancer, heart disease, strokes in their 70s and early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But we just do the program. We're not Superman and Superwoman. Mm-hmm. And we made sure, Jim, that it worked for us before I ever went out and created a practice. And then, you know, I'm on the air internationally. I was going to say, when you call, a gentleman called me from Wales. and I've had calls from Paris, and so the word is getting out that the primary cause of sickness and disease, okay, is eating the wrong foods for your specific genetics. It's got nothing to do with calories. It's got nothing to do with low fat. It's got nothing to do with carbs, whatever, whatever. And when you, it's not a diet. It's just putting in the foods that are right for me and taking away the foods that are not. And then there are many, many foods that are okay to eat. They're not particularly healthy foods, but they're not harming the body. Yeah. It is a primary cause of everything from diabetes to high blood pressure to blocked arteries and cancer and many, many, many things. It's not everything, but it's a big factor because there's nutritional deficiencies and heavy metal toxicity. I work on all of that by doing a 500 food eating plan for you.
Yeah.
It's strictly for you. And then we set an appointment. We go over that. Takes about an hour and a half. If you are you taking any supplements?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I would have you have them by the phone when the consultation is done. I will check and see if they're working for you. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, I save people hundreds. Sometimes, some people that I've worked with recently, thousands of dollars of taking the wrong supplements, thinking that what you're taking is right because the marketing is good, the internet website was phenomenal. A friend told you, you know, best thing sliced bread. So we need to find out. That may be true, but not for Jim.
Right.
It may be true for somebody else in your family and not for you, or it may have been good and you've built up an intolerance. So by going in and doing energy medicine and picking up the vibrations, we not only are saving people a ton of money, that's a no-brainer, and keeping them away from running to the doctors. You say, well, you know, I've got insurance, really. Look at all the people losing their jobs. They're losing their health insurance with it.
Yeah.
And so if you can keep yourself healthy and you are, you know, mid-50s like that, it's never too late to build it back. But I don't want to over-dramatize this, but whatever you're doing is not a high level of health, not the kind of health that I have with my family and all the people I work with in the United States and Canada. So if you want to call me, you want to jot this number down.
Sure.
During the week, Eastern Standard Time, between 9 a.m. and 4, and if I'm out, I'll be back with you quickly.
Sure.
Call 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056.
Okay.
And I'll be glad, again, I'm not going to charge you for, you know, a more definite examination, so to speak, but I can go into more detail and certainly go over the cost and things like that.
Sure.
But I appreciate you calling.
Yes.
And I salute you for being open enough and brave enough to hear that and to repeat whatever I told you tonight. In your situation, it's not going to be just stopped. It's going to be reversed.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be glad to work with you. Any other questions at this time?
Well, you mentioned foods that are not compatible.
You're right.
Could you give me one? I mean, because I don't think I eat that, you know, it must be bread and potatoes. It must be.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Okay, I go by categories.
Uh-huh.
I go by, you may be eating too much red meat that may be causing your problem. You may be not eating enough red meat.
Mm-hmm.
You may believe that vegetarianism is the way to go, and philosophically, I believe that too. But biochemically, for some people, it can be very, very sick and cause many illnesses. And that's what I come into. That's what I put people, you now know when we're through, what's the right protein? What's the best protein for me? Maybe I'm not supposed to eat eggs. Maybe I am. I'm guessing. Right now I'm guessing, and I'm reading another health, you know, of 10,000 articles that come through about what's the eating right. I hear that every day. I eat right.
Yes.
I say that over and over. Really? Eat right for your body? Maybe. I doubt it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be having all of those problems, Joe, if you, you know, were eating right. So if you want to, you know, what do you, you want to talk about red meat? You're big, are you a big red meat eater?
I wouldn't say a big, I don't think I eat that much of it.
Okay.
But,
if I told you that chicken is irritating and causing you sickness and disease in your body, would you believe me? It is. Chicken.
I eat more chicken than red meat, actually, because it's healthier, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It might be healthy for Joe, but not for Mary.
Right.
What is healthy for you?
Yes.
It's only your genetics that matter. In your body, okay, it is a strong negative. If you're eating a lot of chicken, the masses of people are told chicken and fish and chicken and fish and chicken and fish and chicken and fish.
Yes.
Well, maybe, I don't know the percentage, but every day I work with people, and some people I put on more chicken and some people I take away. In your case, I would recommend that you stay away from it
uh-huh.
as much as possible.
Oh, okay.
That there are protein substances that are coming into your body, and they are irritating the cells. And so, what if you keep bombarding your body over, you know, a period of 50-something years,
mm-hmm.
you're going to build up a weakness in your predisposition, Jim, in your genetics. There is a weakness that has to do with the heart and the arteries,
mm-hmm.
and the problem is in the blockage of plaque in your arteries, and that is a buildup from eating the wrong foods primarily. It's also nutritional deficiencies and not being fully detoxified, which we do in our program to augment the eating program. But when you get through, you look at these 500 foods, and you'll know this is the way I should be eating from now on. And the more I eat this way, and I'll tell you about this cancer lady before the hour's over when we hang up.
Yeah.
But the more you do that, okay, and stay away, the more the cholesterol comes into balance, the high blood pressure normalizes. People, you know, I don't have headaches. I'm sleeping better. I'm not as depressed. And it's coming primarily from eating the wrong lectins. And how do we know what lectins are the right lectins? I know that in my practice that I pick up, thank you, God, every day I thank God because it is a gift. And if I don't have time this week, it'll be next week. How this came about, it's a very spiritual, metaphysical turnaround in Dr. Needle over the years of having this. And but anyway, the point is that if you eat at least 80% of this eating plan,
mm-hmm.
and that you take these supplements, and there'll be more supplements in the beginning because there are more problems in the body, and as you get well, the body lets me know you don't need as much, and we check that from month to month. And there are foods that may be initially taken away that are put back in. So we're not starving you, and we're not changing your whole way of eating, but we are concentrating on eating more of the foods that are best for you. I have people who have heard, and maybe you have, Jim, that soy is not good for people, right? Have you
heard
that?
Yes.
Well, that's not true.
Uh-huh.
That is totally untrue. I have people who are now thriving on their primary protein for that individual's genetics is soy.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know? Not until I sit down and go through all of these approximately 500 foods in it, and then, oh my goodness, this is why there's breast cancer. This is why there's blocked arteries. This is why the memory of this person is so low. They're having trouble with short-term memory. Many, many, many things. The primary cause is eating the wrong foods for your genetics. So you call me back, and we can get further into it.
Very good.
Okay?
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I look forward to hearing from you.
Yes, good. I'll call.
Good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a good exercise and some insight into the kind of work that I do. And everybody's different. Everybody's different. And we all think, and me included, because in the early years of my practice, people came to me and I guessed what they needed. I knew about the latest antioxidant. I knew about the acai berry and the latest omega-3 fatty acid that's come through, and krill oil, and wow, we can go on and on. You can spend a royal fortune, everybody, on buying the wrong supplements. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't have a research team. So over the years, now at 71, I laugh about it, but it's a wonder I'm still alive with some of the stuff that I've taken and experimented with, and my wife has taken and experimented with, but we don't have that multi-million dollar research team like the pharmaceutical industry has. But when we get through, and then I can douse it, not just for my wife and myself, but for everybody out there, can the average person take this, and is it compatible? And when it's not, we don't use that for that person. So the person takes exactly the supplements they need. They take the energy water to cleanse and detoxify their cells, and they get rid of the early Jim's cancer at cell level. That goes away, like I said, within 60, 90 days. Sometimes it's even less than that. And as long as they drink a 3 or 4 glasses of this supplement water, it's a supplement. It's not the only water you drink, and it's, you know, less than 40 cents a day to drink. It's nothing. But yet it's so powerful. And it hydrates the body, and it brings the cell oxygenation that you can't get just because, you know, I do aerobic exercise, but I'm not being cell oxygenated with that. It's being done with our supplement water, Water Plus, along with taking our nutrients. So when you detoxify and get rid of the heavy metals in the system, and you bring in high vibrational life force whole food supplements that will go into the cells, assimilate, and really go to work, go into the mitochondria and work and heal the body. You know, it's not how many milligrams of calcium, ladies, that the doctor prescribes to you. That's meaningless. In most cases, first of all, there are many, 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 many variations of calcium, citrate and calcium with magnesium, and you can go on and on. But I am able to, with dowsing, be able to pick up these vibrations, and you will know this works, Mary. This doesn't work, Mary. This is working in you. And then they go get bone density tests. I had a woman, I read a testimonial a month or two ago. This woman, you know, I'm not in the business of turning around osteoporosis. That is not a typical case of turning it around. And yet there was a woman in Kansas City who contacted me, a client that's been with me about a year and almost a year and a half. And she said, Dr. Needle, the calcium level is, must be working along with the boron and magnesium and all the other stuff in food sources, because in my right hip, I had osteoporosis, and now the doctor says in that right hip, it's osteopenia. That is the beginning stage of osteoporosis. It reversed itself back. That's unusual, but it will stop it. That's not unusual. If you have the early stages, and I pick things up, and you have to understand, I pick things up before the medical community picks it up. And I want to give you a terrific example of just what happened this week. And by the way, if anybody else that wants to have a dousing on the air tonight at 1-888-815-9756, give me a call and we'll go over with you. Those that don't want to talk on the air, and I understand that as well, and you want to talk to me in my office Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and I'm glad to give you a free dousing at that time and discuss any specific problems that you have. First of all, I'll tell you right up front, like I said earlier, can I help you or I can't help you? So let's go to a client from Ohio that I've worked with a little over a month. This woman, and I hope Jim is listening here, this woman in 1 month has had a 35% overall improvement in her health. That's very high in 30, 35 days to have that kind of turnaround. She must have been really more strict with the eating plan, because I tell people it do a minimum of 80% of this eating plan. We're not here to make it so anal that you're going to stop because it's too strict for you. That's ridiculous. This is the way you want to eat. Hold on. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Sally.
Laurie?
Sally.
I'm sorry. Spell it?
Sally. S-A-L-L-Y.
Okay.
So hi.
Easy enough. Where are you? Yeah, I'm having trouble with this phone here. It's a little bit wobbly. Where are you calling from, Sally?
Michigan.
Michigan. Okay. Would you like to have a dousing and a real age given to your system?
I would.
Okay. And if just give me your chronological age?
56.
56. Yeah. Gentleman before you was the same age or 1 year older. He wasn't sure. Okay, Sally, let's first of all, like I, you know, do with everybody, whether you're calling me in my office or on the air tonight, am I able in my program to help whatever information, and this is, comes in, this information tells me, and it is, oh my God, it's so accurate. I've done it so long and with such accuracy, I'm ready to tell the world, and now I'm doing that. So
right.
I can help you. So let's look at the heart. We're going to start with that one. I take, you know, the three different basic organs. Is there another organ that you would like me to look at that we can change that?
My lungs.
Okay. They're not healthy.
I know.
You know that already. I'm confirming it. Are you a smoker or an ex-smoker?
An ex.
Ex-smoker. I'm an ex-smoker.
Yeah.
My lungs are clear at 71. And for a long time, they weren't, Sally, because as a nutritionist, I guessed what I needed. I didn't take drugs. I didn't go into allopathic medicine. I knew better that every single drug has a negative side effect that affects the body somewhere else. That
right.
I knew. But I tried so many, many things, and until dousing, thank you, God, I'm saying it again, that I was given this gift of such extreme accuracy to bring in things that cleared my lungs, because both lungs were, the cilia was irritated. I had inflamed bronchial tubes,
Uh-huh.
And it's all gone. I hike now. I'm hiking better than I did 15, 20 years ago. And my lung power is much stronger. So I'm dousing here. It's very positive. That can be turned around. Is it going to happen? I'm not using drugs.
Uh-huh.
I'm using phytonutrient therapy. Phyto, fancy Latin word for plants. Plant therapy.
Okay.
You go to the health food store, there are dozens and dozens of health food, whole food plant sources there, but
right.
they don't more than likely vibrate with your genetics, so they're not going to work for you.
Right.
There goes guesswork out the window, there goes money out the window, and there goes the lack of healing. How long has it been since you quit smoking?
Oh, probably 10 years.
Okay. And you understand it's not the end of it, unfortunately. It's a big step. And I thought, you know, well, it's been 20 years now. I'm in good shape. No, I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It still was irritating me. And I've got an older brother with irritated lungs who quit smoking before I did. But he's not on my program, and he's gone regular medicine, and that's his choice.
Right.
But anyway, can these be helped not by treating your lungs, Sally, but I'm given the information if you work with me to help you bring in the foods that are the primary cause of you not healing those lungs and other things, and taking away these lectins, these protein substances in all our food and drink, and removing or cutting back if you're not able. For instance, here we are. Do you drink coffee?
Yes.
Okay. It's an irritant to your system.
Is it?
I wouldn't tell you to get off your coffee now. It's a drug. You've got to wean yourself off gradually.
Mm.
It would be a good idea if you did, because it is irritating your... And I used to be a coffee drinker. I'm not anymore because of this. And gradually I got off of it. I mean, coffee would make me sick now if I drank it. So that's just an example, because it's showing negative. And Jim asked earlier, you know, what's the food that's not right for me? And I mentioned chicken, so here's yours. You just got your thing with coffee there. So that's just an example. I'm not here to take things away from you. I'm here to heal your body, and the only true healing is where you're not taking drugs. And all my contemporaries, they've either had cancer, okay, about to get it, or headed for stents, headed for a bypass surgery. You know, these are people in their late 60s, early 70s, late 70s. That are contemporaries of ours. And so this you can avoid. There is a way that works, and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. It is a very affordable, and you're taking away the foods that make our illness for our genetics, and you are bringing in the right proteins and carbohydrates and spices and fruits and vegetables and grains, that if grains are right for you, that you should be eating for your genetics. And that's the key to it. So there's no more guessing or going to the health food store or getting on the internet, say, wow, my cousin Mary told me that this, you know, is better than sliced bread. I'm going
right.
to take it. I think I'll buy 3 months worth. That doesn't mean it's working for you. You have no idea. It's nothing but a roll of the dice. And my God, now in this recessionary time, you want every bullet to count, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so let's look at your sugar level. Sugar levels are in a negative. Have you been to a doctor about or checked for diabetes?
No.
Okay.
I've had my blood sugar levels tested, but they've never been high.
Okay. Well, as of this evening, when I'm checking here, the blood sugar levels are not normal. How long ago was this? Or who did
you? Last summer. last summer.
Okay. Yeah, things have changed.
Okay.
Yeah, and so you're not a type 2 diabetic, but you are pre-diabetic. We can knock that out within weeks.
Okay.
If you come with me and follow this program. Okay. Let's look at the cancer levels. It's very common, like if you were listening when I was talking to Jim earlier, that the vibrations there's a susceptibility, whether you get it or not. My goodness, that's up to the predispositions in your genes, whether you ever get that. But that will go away, so you're not even up for a maybe or a maybe not with the program that I use, along with a specific energy water that oxygenates the cells. So you are a young lady to be having these problems.
Right.
Not unusual, and they can be turned around. Thank you, God. If
right.
you go and start experimenting, okay, and I've been through this, believe me, because I've done the macrobiotics, I've done the raw food, I've done the magic supplements, I don't know, I've fasted, I've done all of that, and clients that I work with. And so when you eliminate, well, what's best for me? There's so much out there, and there's so much misinformation out there, and there are good supplements out there. There are good supplements out there, but they may not be good for you. That's
right.
Key. How do I know? How am I going to heal my lungs? I can see dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens. I can Google it and find all kinds of stuff. Well, I can let you know, for your genetics, this is going to work. Will it work for the lungs? Will it help balance your blood sugar? Yes. And you will know if you decide to come with me. We take a 500 food eating plan. That's the first thing that I do. And then it's done right up front.
That?
And then we get back with you. And then we by phone, go over an hour and a half and just answer any questions. We don't go over every single food. We go by the categories, and then you can come back and look within the categories for the very, very specifics. But you're going to know what's the right carbohydrates to eat, what is the balance, what's the right protein for me to eat, because it's causing irritation, inflammation. And that's where these tests, the medical community, things like homocysteine levels and C-reactive protein, you may or may not have heard of these tests, but they're measuring, and even, believe it or not, even the medical doctors, many of them, not all, are now understanding that early stages of sickness and disease is inflammation in the body. And
right.
so you want anti-inflammatories. And what I do, as I've mentioned earlier, that others are not doing, is take away what's inflaming your body. Take away what's keeping your lungs inflamed and not able to heal. Doesn't that make sense?
Oh, yeah. How do you determine those foods?
Huh?
How do you determine the 500 foods?
Okay. By dousing.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And just to tell you again, that this has been a gift that I didn't know about when I first started, but I was compelled to keep using dousing after my mother appeared in New York with a medium from England, and I stood up and she came down the aisle, the medium, and she said to me, "Stand up, sir. Your mother's behind you." And I said, "Huh?" And I stood up, and she said, "Your mother has two things she wants to let you know." This is what I meant earlier about I'm in the right arena. I'm on a metaphysical station.
Mm-hmm.
The people I'm talking to can understand and connect with what I'm saying. She said, "There's two things that you need to know. Number one, you could not save her And what she meant for that from that was that my mother was brain damaged with psychiatric drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Overnight, she became a vegetable. Harvard Medical School confirmed her chart that I sent to them and said, you can exhume your body, her body, and make a huge, huge lawsuit out of this. You'll be set financially for the rest of your life. And I had to decide, am I going to do that? Okay? Or am I going to go over, and I knew where the psychiatrist lived, and choke him? Though I was such anger at that I had to work through. And what I decided was to leave the corporate world and to teach people about cut, burn, and poison. That's regular medicine. And to stay away from it as much as possible. You can't cut, burn, and poison people into health. You can manage it. You can manage their disease and keep them alive in a wheelchair or in a coma. Is that living? Of course not. And so that's what I do. And my mother's second thing to me was, use your hands more. Now, why would my mother in New York City stand behind me with Rosemary Altee, for any of you out there? She's an incredible, incredible lady originally from England. I think she lives up in New England now, moved to the States. And I had read her book, and I was led to go to that lecture that night. I was really there because Dr. Atkins invited my wife and us, when he was alive, he invited us to New York for the weekend to talk about low carbohydrate eating, and invited several nutritionists around the United States. This was two or three years before he passed.
I may have to hang up, but thank you, Dr. Needle. And do you have?
Call me if you need me. Thank you, and
can
I'll go on.
Can I give you your number? Get your phone number.
Yes. Uh huh. It's 1-800.
Uh huh.
653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. I can turn your health around. It's
okay.
All up to you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you. I've got a few more minutes here, and I wanted to go back. I've had two wonderful calls here, and I wanted to finish up with this lady who had, in the first month when she contacted me from Ohio, she had stage in her right breast. She had stage one, which went in 5 weeks, 4.5 weeks, somewhere in there, to one-half stage. The left breast went from one-half to cell level. The kidneys, pancreas and liver went from stage one to one-half stage. I have to tell you, that is extremely powerful. And if she went to an oncologist or had a mammogram, they wouldn't pick this up at this early, early stage, everyone. There wouldn't be a clue to what this is. But it's going on. They, just because they haven't found it doesn't mean that it's not there. It means that their equipment is not able to pick it up. So she dropped in all these areas of cancer, and it will continue to drop. And how does she do it? She is eating the right lectins for her body. She is eating the right foods, and she's probably eating at least 90% of that eating plan. She is taking the prescribed nutrients and the amounts that I show through dowsing that she needs. And she's drinking that energy water, which is helping to oxygenate her cells. And this energy water, I have to tell you, it's not in the health food stores. It is not shown on the internet. And I'll be glad to go over it with you. You can call me. I can give you the website of www. I have two of them. Let me give you both websites. www.dowsing4health.com, F-O-R-H-E-A-L-T-H.com. And the supplements are at www.antiaginging+plus.com. And these supplements you're going to look at and say, oh, they're everywhere. I can go into the drugstore and buy it. Yeah, yes, you can, but it won't be these. It won't be this noni. It won't be this royal jelly. It won't be these colloidal minerals, because I have spent 2 years to find the products from a manufacturer in different parts of the world that's got the life force that's going to heal the body, not just looking for a cheap noni at a wholesale club, or it's in liquid and it's really sugar water. So understand, folks, what is good for one person is not good for another. One size does not fit all, whether it's a diet, whether it's a supplement, this particular food, the particular protein. I had a man who's in love with hemp, and I said, George, this is irritating your body big time, but it tastes so good, and I've read so many good things about it. Wonderful, but not for you, George. For your genetics, it's making you sick. And that's a difficult thing to get across immediately to people, because we've all been brainwashed and we've all been taught about what's eating right. And the doctors tell us in 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. My goodness, I'm the former Southeastern juice man, and I elevated people's sugar levels 20 years ago and didn't know it. I didn't know it then. I certainly wasn't dousing that far back. And so we're going to cut this off tonight. You can call me at my office between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Give me a call, and Eastern Standard Time. That's Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be glad to give you a free dousing, talk more about your specifics, go over cost and things like that, and you'll be amazed how affordable all of this is and how much money you're going to be saving, because you no longer are buying things that you're guessing and didn't know that you were guessing, but you read and heard that they're good. Not for you necessarily. So God bless and good evening.